It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good morning. Welcome to the program. It's a Motivational Monday. Halfway through the month of March. It's the 15th already. Wow, in 30 days you got to have your taxes done. Sorry, just had to say it. This is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from the Laughlin Mall, about the only one in the mall with a pulse at this time of day. It's early here, you know. Let's give you a little bit of weather for the Colorado River Valley here. We're going to get up to 71 today. We're going to dip to 65 tomorrow. And that's probably going to be the last of our 60s for a high. Yeah, I've been looking for a couple weeks down the road, and we're in the 80s for a long time. 73 on Wednesday, 79 on Thursday, and then up into the 80s. There'll be times we dip into the 70s, but I think we've not, you know, we're getting ready for summer already. Can you believe it? I know. Hey, a little sports for you tonight. The Phoenix Suns take on Memphis on the basketball court at 7 o'clock on our sister station, KNTR Sports, 100.5 or 94.3, depending upon where you reside. This is our new time from 10 to 11 every single day. We're kind of like the pre-Pauly show. You know, we got to get the studio all warmed up and the airways warmed up for Paul. Do want to tell you each and every, some COVID numbers. Over the weekend in Arizona, they reported 262 cases on Saturday. Yesterday, 649. Today, 638. Today, no fatalities, no deaths. Last week, we had no deaths on Monday and Tuesday, and then they went up to 78, but by the end of the week, they were down to 7. So they bounce around a little bit. I don't think everybody reports on the weekends. You know, I think they kind of take the weekends off and say, I'm not going to tell the state of Arizona what we're doing. Again, the COVID number for Mojave County is 928-753-8665. If you need a vaccine, if you need a test, or if you have any questions, that gets you right into the Mojave County Health Department, 753-8665. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Walker Service Electric, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, where we broadcast from. We're sitting right here in the corner. And Barron Services. And then Mojave Mortgage. Now, I got to tell you something here. The president and CEO, Chad Hansen, you know, he started doing mortgages when he was in kindergarten. Yeah. Other kids were drawing. He was writing mortgages. So he's been doing this for a while. So if you need to get some money for a vacation home, an add-on, a refi, a pool in the backyard, call Chad Hansen. He's been doing it forever, and he knows exactly what he's doing. He's experienced. That's why he's a president and CEO. You don't get there if you don't do what you're doing. You know, you got to know what you're doing. So call Mojave Mortgage, 928-288-2691. Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, the locals and the visitors take their pets to over there for a day, a week, or longer. Vacations are no longer a problem. Dog training is available, one-on-one or group classes, and just call them up and get your pet involved. Pets love it at Risen Star. So call 754-3006 or stop by the end of Air Park, right by the airport. TWN Communications, they're partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to our community. Yay! Fiber-based technology ensures you have faster internet speeds and keeping you and your business connected. Yep. To pre-register, go to MojaveElectric.com/broadband, or you can call 888-227-2095. Or you can call 763-1100 and ask for Regina, and she's the expert when it comes to TWN in Bullhead City. And now, into the studio, for the first time, welcome Kenny Cooper, known as K-Brick.
Hey, how you doing, Larry?
Good, how are you?
Glad to be here, my friend.
And you have played all over our area.
Been very fortunate.
Kenny's an entertainer, And when did you pick up your first saxophone?
Saxophone was way late.
Oh, really?
I started back playing. My first instrument was baritone horn in second grade.
Oh, second grade. Okay.
Yeah,
so you've been doing this a while.
I didn't live with my father on it. My father was a professional musician. I lived with my grandparents on it.
Oh, okay.
And in Virginia. And I fell in love with money.
didn't we all?
with music on it. By listening to marching bands.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I used to be a marching band. At the school I went to on it, I went to school and we had, I went, to school I was in was 12 through, was 1 through 12.
Oh, okay, all right.
So,
wow.
So we had bands on and we played football. You know, watch them. I just fell in love with marching band. I just wanted to, by the time I was in second grade, all I wanted to do is,
march and play the horn.
Yeah, and you know, go to college and play, because I used to watch football games and where they used to have the halftime tone. There was only one type of halftime tone.
Exactly.
The battles of the college, yeah.
And parades.
Of course, the Thanksgiving, Macy's Thanksgiving parade and the big one, Rose Parade. I would have loved to have been in any of those.
So now you get into high school. Are you going to the football games? Are you in the band?
No. What happened is, But what happened is that, so I started on baritone horn, but my grandmother didn't like me. It was like noise. So I was on it. I didn't meet my dad until 56. On it, 1956 on it. He was a musician on it. My mom and him came and they moved out, came down from Harlem where he was on it, and they were going to move out to California on it. And he had found out, my dad on it. I didn't know anything about it, but he had found out that my grandmother didn't want me playing music. So, the next year, he sent me a clarinet, and so that was my that really was my bass instrument. When I moved out to California in '59,
did that meet with grandma's approval?
Yeah, well, I didn't. I played at it for 2 years on it, and then when I moved out to California on it, my father was very strict about music on it, but he didn't realize that. I was, because he was saying, you know, you got the clarinet now, so you're not going to be twirling it around anymore. You're going to play it or you're not. So I said, well, that's all I want to do is really play it on it.
Yeah.
So what happened is that he found out that I was crazy. Cause he was talking about practicing 1 or 2 hours on it, and I said, and I would practice like 7 or 8.
Oh, wow.
It was just in my blood to do that on it. When I got out to California on it, this essential thing on it, I took really well to the baritone horn, fingering and stuff. I can still pick up brass instruments, trumpets and stuff like that, and play the C scale.
Okay.
I mean, I can still, if I get the armature right. But anyway, when I got out there on it, he really thought that I was going to go, and I was going into sixth grade at that time, and got in the band there on it, and that's got my first teacher was a gentleman by the name of I was going to say Johnny Walker, but that was a coach I had. And anyway,
so he really taught you how to.
He was on it. Johnny was. I'm not sure why I'm losing his last name now.
Yeah.
Johnny actually was a tremendous saxophone player. He ended up playing for almost 30 years with Count Basie's band as the baritone saxophone player on it. And
he must be pretty good.
Huh?
Yeah, he'd be pretty good.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And so he was my first teacher on it. And then I got one of the great woodwind specialists in I was living in South South Central L.A. And one of the great ones was Mr. Milton Hall on it, and that became my teacher on it. Most people thought I was teachers were kind of those. They were kind of good because they saw something in me. All I wanted to do was play and practice on it. But they saw something on it and me and pushed me to a lot of different areas on
and
it.
And look at you now. It's been your life.
Yeah. Well, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I did that. Got to junior high, Gumpers Junior High on it. Had a great band teacher by the name of Donald Dustin, who is really famous down there in music programs in L.A. now.
Okay.
Got a building named after him, as a matter of fact.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm giving credit to him because I give credit to on it.
Sure.
But he pushed me. We used to call him the blonde Italian. That's what he – I didn't know what Italian was.
Right. I'll call him that.
Yeah, you know, that's what he said, I'm the blonde Italian. He was trying to explain to us why he was blonde if he was from Northern Italian. And we said, what are you talking about? We don't know.
Kids don't know what Italian is.
So anyway, Mr. Dustin on it, and he just kind of took over and got me doing a lot. Like I said, I was clarinet. All I wanted to do was play clarinet on it. So I was playing the B flat clarinet on it. Then he brought in particularly the bass clarinet for me to play. So because I was in every kind of group that you had and quartets and quintets competing
in junior
music
high.
Competing in L.A. music festivals and that type of thing on it. So I started bass clarinet, and then the second year I was there on it, he brought the alto clarinet in for me on it. So I was playing. They had a plan for me that I didn't have. I just wanted to play on it. I really did. I just wanted to play, but teachers had a plan for me to get me to play all the the three major clarinets.
And then in high school?
Then I we moved out to La Puente on it, and I got in the band there on it. And I was first year, of course, on it. But I didn't get along with he didn't get along with me, the music teacher there on it. So
it wasn't you.
Well, no. I mean, I love music. I still want it. But I got kicked out of the band in my sophomore year.
Ouch.
Which changed the whole thing because I was planning on going to teachers were planning on for me going on to some kind of music conservatory on it. But that all changed on it. And I got kicked out really because in high school, like I said, my dad played saxophone on it. Audience can't see it, but the saxophone I'm playing now is my father's horn. It's 80 years old. Yeah, it's Bush.
It's 80 years old?
It's over. Well, he had it when I was conceived, so it's... Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway, but what happened is that when I first got to La Puente High School on it, again, I was a music geek. That's the best way of putting it.
Yeah.
People thought I was talented. I just say I was a music geek. I didn't really care about anything.
Nothing wrong with that.
But what happened is when I got there on it, so other music geeks in the band on it took to me, like Larry Neal, who actually just moved from here. He moved up here in 2013, and then he just moved to go to the Philippines. But he was one of my buddies for 60-some years now. But he was a drummer in the band, and Steve Sherman on it was a trumpet player, and I called them the Dahl Brothers, which were actually, I called them the Dorsey Brothers, because they were trombone and trumpet, if you know anything about that on it, the Dorseys on it. But anyway, we were like geeks on it for playing on it, and they decided that I should pick up saxophone my first year there, my freshman year, so I could be in the jazz band. So that's how I picked up saxophone. I could care less about playing saxophone.
Right.
I really did. But I got in a band and then played second tenor in that band. By the second year on it, Larry had put together, that's why I mentioned, Larry Neal had put together a surf band. And he never asked me to be in the band. He told me to come over to his house for practice.
There you go.
And so we had a gig.
Yeah. Let us take a break. We're going to come back, and you're going to hear little Kenny playing the saxophone right after this. Stick around.
Okay. Hot town, summer in the city, back of my...
Arranging or changing your insurance for your business is never easy and no fun unless you are working with Greg Idness at Farm Bureau Financial Services. Farm Bureau knows commercial coverage and protection, providing you with a coverage plan that can grow with your company, protect you and your employees, protect your building, assets, and most importantly, your customers. Call Greg today, 763-8464. Ask about workman's comp coverage, 763-8464, 763-8464.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing in an almost home setting. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, laundry service and housekeeping, plus a beauty salon and barbershop on property. There are secured outdoor patios. Legacy prides itself with life enrichment activities and outings. Stop by and see for yourself. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road, or call 763-1404.
The Bullhead City Morning Kiwanis Club's third annual Kiwanis Kids Expo is Saturday, March 27th at Ken Fovark Park, 10 o'clock till 2. Kids Expo is all about keeping local children busy, safe, and healthy. The Kids Expo is exclusively sponsored by Tri-State Arcade, Kid Castle, and Laser Tag, all located in Don Laughlin's Riverside Resort and Casino. Over 80 booths filled with information for our tri-state area children, youth activities, clubs, sports, associations, organizations, state and county services, hospitals, law enforcement, fire department, and churches. Free fun to be had at the Kiwanis Splash Pad, City Pool, Water Slide, and Bounce House. The Kiwanis thanks our annual community partners. The sponsorship program includes Perkins Restaurant and Bakery, Ron's Tire Pros, Finley Chevy Buick GMC and Used Car Center, River Rat Motorsports, Dot Foods, Rim Country Rock and Yard, and Wickersham Insurance Agency. And media partners, Murphy Broadcasting, TV2, Radio Central, and News West.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. No, George Benson did not stop into the studio. We have Mr. Kenny G with his saxophone. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Walker Service Electric, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Laughlin Outlet Mall. We got restaurants, clothing stores. We have sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, you name it, we got it here. And no, it's not for sale, and they're not going to tear it down. Barron Services, experts in pools. They can design them and build them and maintain them. Experts in alarm systems. They can install them for your business or your home. Take care of them. Experts in landscaping, beautiful design, and complete installation. Experts in pest solutions. You've got bugs, they got stuff to take care of them. Call 758-5499. And we're also brought to you by Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star, Grooming, Boarding, and Training, and TWN Communications. And little Kenny G, Kenny Cooper for you. Here in the mall every Friday afternoon. He kicks off at noon. Come over and have some lunch. Sit back and listen to a little Kenny Cooper, K-Brick. Now, how did you get the name K-Brick?
I picked up the brick part of it as a nickname back in, I think, 67 or anything like that on it when I was had a neighborhood group that my buddy put together on it. None of them were musicians. So I couldn't stand a lot of the craziness on it. So.
And now you play in the mall every Friday. Mm-hmm. And then you still play upstairs?
I play on Thursday from 11 to 1 upstairs at Greco Gallery.
At the Art
and
Gallery,
then I also on Saturdays, I play there. Before I come down here, I play from 11 to 12 or so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then you can be seen around town playing.
Once we get back on it, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, once we get back to some live
right
entertainment.
Right now I'm playing I'm playing a lot up in Kingman on it at the Desert Diamond Distillery on it.
Oh, okay,
good. Just up there this week, and they do a lot of VIP stuff up, or Stetson's Winery on it. Okay. So those are the only things that I've been pretty much
and
doing.
I remember when Chaz Martinez had the ribbon cutting for Talus Harbor, you were there playing.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. And so you've been, how long have you been around this area?
I moved here in May of 2010.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So 11 years already.
Yeah. And I had been out of music for 32 years.
You've been out of it?
Yeah. I was in corporate sales. I was with 3M for 32 years.
On oh.
I was out of music all that time from 76 until I retired in 09. I picked the horn up in 09 on it, moved here in 2010. It's about a year on it, and about a year and a half after I started playing back, September of 2010 on it, I started playing at the Cork and Bean.
Okay, yeah.
And I haven't stopped playing since.
Yeah, so, you love it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the crowds out here at lunch, they love you too.
I appreciate it. I've been very fortunate on it. I kind of do it my way as Paul Anka wrote for Paul Anka wrote that for, you know, for Frank Sinatra on
and
it.
And you write a lot of music yourself.
I write a lot of I'm just finishing up my third album on it. Let me do a little quick
sure, go ahead.
You can find my albums under, if you Google Ken Brick Cooper, I'm on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, the two of them are already up there. I just finished on in Fixed Means that do the recordings up here. We just finished the third album on it. And on that one, I've got 12 songs on it, all written by me on it. But on one of them, it's a little bossa nova one. We have a beautiful lady here that sings beautifully bossa nova music on. Her name is Rebecca Diaz, and she's singing. It's called Walking Down with Ipanema, and she's singing on that one.
Oh, good. And at Christmas time, when our Kiwanis Club was ringing the bell over the Salvation Army, you showed up. And jumped in and started playing Christmas music.
Yeah. Well, that came because of Kirk.
Yeah, Kid and Nick. Yeah.
Yeah. And he called me and he said, do it. I said, sure, you know, let's play on it. I was going to try to do some of the other places over across the river on it, but I told him I specifically, since I live here in Laughlin.
Yes, I know.
I wanted to do it. And I found out this was the only place they actually had the Salvation Army this
in
year.
Laughlin,
usually
yeah,
they
here
were
at the mall.
Across the street, you know,
right.
at almost all of the.
The good old COVID cut a lot of things back for the Salvation Army, too. Unplug that for me so I can stick it back into my CD player here.
Okay.
And, Kenny, thank you so much. How can people get a hold of you if they're listening and they think, wow, you know, I'm going to have a party. I'd like to have him come play.
The best way to kind of get in touch with me is at my webpage.
And okay.
It's simple. K-Brick Show.
KBrickShow.com. That is simple.
Yeah.
KBrickShow.com. Okay. So give Kenny, go on the website, connect up with him, and if you want to hire him, he's available, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-oh, all of a sudden my CD player started doing something different here. What the heck? Oh, okay. Well, this is interesting. All right. Well, there we go.
Is it back on?
Now it is. All right, let's take a break. We're going to come right back.
Thank you very much, Laura.
Thank you.
And the way the sunlight plays upon her head.
Meet me at a Loft and Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at a Loft and Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence, and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to meet the owner and staff, survey the facility, and receive the reassurance your canine will be cared for. From protection dog training to grooming to daycare, Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit RisenStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
Camping on Lake Mojave, I got stung by a scorpion. It hurts! Oh, it hurts! I felt queasy. I went to the ER. Bam! $500 copay. You don't want this to happen to you, your kids, or maybe your wife. Warm weather brings out the creepy crawlers, scorpions, spiders, vinegaroons, blah, 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 etc. Keep them out of your yard and your house by calling Barron Pest Solutions, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions, quality experience family.
Settle along the Colorado River in the desert city of Needles, California at Santiago Coronado Village. Located on 900 Coronado Street, experience expansive desert vistas and dramatic sunsets year-round. Santiago Coronado Village encompasses gorgeous new homes, brand new clubhouse, freshly paved streets, and playground. This is your family-oriented community where popular recreation and entertainment are accessible every day in this desert oasis community. Call 888-563-3003. Prices may vary. Homes sold by Santiago Sales, SantiagoCorp.com.
Would you know what to do if you encounter a wrong-way driver? Let's hope you never find out. But if you ever do see a wrong-way driver coming at you, slow down, safely steer away, and get off the roadway. At night, drive defensively and be aware of what's ahead and around you. And if you see a sign warning of a wrong-way driver, safely move toward and take the next freeway exit on the right. Drive aware. Get there. Sponsored by the Arizona Department of Transportation in partnership with the Arizona Broadcasters Association and this station.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Walker Service Electric. Walker electricians are all over the county. They can take care of residential issues, commercial issues, new construction, highline power. Their trucks are on the road every single day, and if you call early in the morning, they might be able to get there the same day. But if you've got a problem, think Walker Service Electric, and put the number in your cell phone, because electrical issues don't happen Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. 24-7, they're available. 718-9444. 718-9444. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, serving Laughlin, Bullhead, and Fort Mojave with clean, sanitized facilities. We have the Laughlin Walk-In here in the mall. It faces out to Casino Drive on the outside of the building. Then we have the Fort Mojave Walk-In on Highway 95 across from Casa Serrano. The Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 by Target. Then they have the Imaging Center at Hancock and Train Road. Then they have the Outpatient Rehabilitation Center on Silver Creek Road at Gold Rush. On the Parkway, Warm Sea has wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, podiatrists, and family doctors. Then there's a four-story hospital on Silver Creek Road. If you don't feel well, call 763-2273. Claudia will get you to somebody that can take care of you. And we're also brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Barron Services, Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, and TWN Communications. And we're also brought to you by Arizona Comfort Solutions. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Larry?
Good. Speaking about Arizona Comfort Solutions, boom, there he is right there in the studio.
Here I am.
Yeah. So how's business?
Picking up.
Yeah. People are starting to think it might be time to start checking the swamper and the air conditioning.
I think they are.
Yeah.
It's slowly moving that direction.
I know. We are. We had rain the other day, but I looked at the temperature here, and we're going to get into the 80s in the next week or so. And I think we've seen, actually, tomorrow it's supposed to be 65, and that should be the last of the 60s as a high.
Well, good.
Yeah. And then we'd start, you know, so people should start calling now and saying, hey, stop by and service my stuff.
Yeah, now's the time.
Yeah.
Let's not wait.
Let's make sure that the air conditioner is ready to go, clean filters, and you guys do all that, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. And the best thing is to get a service contract with you twice a year where you come out twice. When are you coming out?
Well, we're starting out now.
Okay.
I mean, we're watching the temperatures. It's slowly creeping up into the 70s. Now's a good time to start checking it.
Yeah.
You know, last week was a hit and miss.
Right, yeah. Last week was kind of strange. But this week we're getting, like I said, 70s and 80s. Here they come.
That's perfect. Let's check your AC. We'll go through, check all your components.
Right.
Checking pressures. You know, we do that, you know, hearing that some contractors aren't checking it, but we check it. We try and check it all.
Now, in your car, you might have to add Freon once in a while. Do you have to add Freon to the home unit?
You do. I should say you shouldn't have to.
Okay.
You know, typically the systems are sealed.
Oh, okay.
So if it's got a leak or, you know, typically a leak is when we'd have to add refrigerant.
Okay.
Or maybe it was never on par, you know, from day one. You might need just a little half pound.
You find some of those?
We do.
Yeah.
We find them really, you know, we didn't have a monsoon last year, but when we do have monsoons, the lines will, if they're just a little bit low on refrigerant, we'll see the lines freezing up.
I'm like, oh, okay.
That's an indicator.
Yeah, because they're working hard when there's a monsoon.
Yeah, there's so much moisture.
Yeah.
That moisture will stick to that line and freeze.
Yeah. Yeah, we've kind of, our monsoon season has been non-soon. I mean, we haven't had one for a while.
No.
Yeah. It's okay. That's all right. We like it.
Yeah, it creates its own problems.
Well, yeah, but you know, then we can use our swampers longer, and then we, you know, switch over to AC and back and forth.
Yeah,
and
swampers don't like the, you know, the humidity in there.
No,
you
not at
a nice
all.
Dry temp, then
well,
we're
they
good
like
to go.
It. They like it, but you don't like it.
No,
you don't like it in the house when the swampers.
No, our
on.
Bodies don't like it. We like dry.
25.
A little bit moisture, but not much.
40% humidity. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't do that. So thermostats. How often does a thermostat go out and fail and need to be replaced?
I mean, just like everything else, they do fail. It's not probably the most common thing that fails.
Okay.
The thing that fails are the batteries.
Are you getting a lot of people that want the digital and stuff? They want to be able to program it from their phone and turn on the furnace and turn on the heater and turn on the AC?
We get a mix.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to be gone for a long period of time, you know, snowbird or so, I think probably the ones that you can monitor on the phone are good.
Yeah.
Because you can look at it, and it's kind of yourself. Diagnosis tool.
Is that what you have your house?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Nicole can check the temperature from Needles, California at the house?
She can do that.
Tearing it up or down?
Yeah, we can do that. But typically us personally, we just leave it alone.
Right.
Just set it at the right temperature. You know, 78 is what we like.
Yeah.
It's personal preference.
Sure. And that's everybody. Everyone has their own preference.
Yeah, I mean, a couple degrees, you know, here and there. You know, some people like 75.
Yeah.
Some people want 68 degrees,
and that's
a little
where,
cold.
Yeah, that's where you're the expert in comfort level.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And that's where it's hard, and 120, 68 is going to be a little rough to get to.
Yeah, it will be. Even that air conditioner, the best air conditioner gets you from 120 down to 68. That's a lot.
That's a big swing.
It is. You might need two air conditioners.
Yeah.
It's like all working together.
Walk outside, you'll come back anyway.
Yeah.
80 degrees will be nice.
Yeah, you really don't need to be all the way down to 60, do you?
No.
No.
That's too hard on the system, too.
Yeah.
And
the cost. I mean, electrical-wise, that's not cheap.
No.
No.
The air conditioner's never shutting off.
Now, I just had a new unit put in.
Yep.
And I was lucky. You didn't have to cut any holes.
That's what we try not to do.
Yeah, I know.
Yours was a challenge.
That's what you were saying. That old unit was kind of big, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the crawl spaces aren't, they're always like that 1 inch too small.
But you had to like my electrician that put that light up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my dad.
Definitely.
Yeah, my dad was my electrician when I built the house. And so he said, we're going to put a light on a pull chain up here. And I said, why? I'll never need it. And he goes, yeah, you will.
We sure needed it.
Yeah, you needed it, huh?
It's a lot easier to see.
Yeah, really, yeah. So a new unit like that, it comes with a 10-year warranty.
Yeah, 10-year parts warranty.
Yep. And then, but not a service. I mean, you service it, you have separate contract.
Separate contract, yeah. I mean, we do have different plans that can add, like, a 10-year labor warranty. We just have to register the unit, and we get 10-year parts automatically.
Right.
So your unit will have 10-year parts. And
good. Now, my last one lasted 30 years.
30 years.
Is my new one going to last 30 years?
Well,
never mind. It doesn't matter. I'm 66. I'm not going to last 30 years.
I was going to say, so. No guarantees. We'll do our best to get it last as long as
possible.
I'm
not too worried about being 96 going, is that thing still working?
I don't think you're going to have to worry about that.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I'm not too concerned about it. So, all right. Basically, you're in Bullhead, but how far do you cover? You go all the way up to Kingman, right?
We do. Not a lot. We have a power plant as our big account out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Big air conditioners.
And then Needles, Laughlin, not yet?
We're very, very close for Needles.
Yeah?
Very close.
Okay, good.
Probably in the next month.
Good. Then you can go have lunch with your wife.
There you go.
You can go down there and fix someone's air conditioning and, yeah.
Stop off at the school. And there we go.
So now, what's the best advice you can give to somebody as they, if they're a do-it-yourselfer and they want to prepare their units as we get ready for summer here in the next 30, 45 days, what's the best advice you can give them?
Well, there's a couple, changing your filter. If it looks dirty, change it. The grill, even on the filter grill.
Yeah, vacuum that puppy.
Vacuum it out. Yeah. Brush it off with your broom, something. Keep the airflow moving. And then your outside unit, you want to make sure, no major shrubbery blocking the airflow on the condenser.
Right.
And keeping it clean.
Now, you saw I have a big piece of plywood in front of my unit outside just to keep the sun off of it during the summer. Does that help at all?
Probably a little bit, but they're designed to be outside.
Yeah.
It's only so much you can do, but it's really the coils on that unit. Make sure it's not plugged with,
debris.
Anything.
Yeah.
It could be leaves. It could be, dog hair, dirt.
You find that a lot, huh?
We do.
I can tell by the way you're naming off what you found.
Yeah, we have had, it's funny. Some of the units that we've replaced, I look at the coil afterwards, I'm like, wow.
Now, how was mine that you replaced? Was it real bad?
I don't think it was too bad.
Okay. Now, are they trash when you take them out, or do you recycle any parts of it?
No. We'll recycle the coils. We take them to the scrapyard.
Oh, okay.
But as far as the parts, not really.
Yeah. It's all trash.
Get rid of it and you get pennies.
I got 30 years out of it. I got no complaints.
You got about three times the life expectancy of that thing.
So I was pretty lucky.
And you'll save some money on your electricity bill for sure.
Yeah, now with the newer unit. Yeah.
It's
a lot more efficient.
Yeah, I think Mojave Electric, I think, is saying like 6% per SEER rating.
Okay.
I'm not sure what yours was. At least 10.
Yeah, probably.
Probably a good 24%.
Okay.
I would say.
Good. Good. My puppies will appreciate that because
they're going to love it.
They're in one of the bedrooms with the air conditioning, so because I have two units on my house.
Yeah.
So they'll appreciate that nice cool air come summertime.
I think they will.
Yeah. They've also been asking me about a fan in their room. They want a fan, and they want,
they get what they want.
That's right. They're 10 months old, and they are very demanding, let me tell you.
I know.
Now, swamp coolers, not your favorite thing, but you do take care of them?
Not our favorite thing. It's, the water and all that good stuff. But, we do take care of them.
Yeah. Okay.
It's really just cleaning them out.
Right.
They get calcified and dirt, the little orifices.
It's best to have them drain on a regular basis. Someone talked about something you can put in there that dumps the water every so often.
Yeah, they sell an extra pump. They'll dump it, it's like every 8 hours they'll just to try and keep that water fresh.
Right.
So they'll drain it, and then it fills right back up with some clean water. Remove some of those mineral deposits.
And it allows your pads to last longer.
Trying to save the pads.
Yeah.
The water out here is not the greatest.
I know.
And it kills pads.
And the whole time the city was trying to get EPCOR to sell to them and that whole mess that we went through, everybody kept saying, so when the city takes over, the water will be better? And the city said, we're not changing the quality of the water.
Right.
I guess it's astronomical to do that. Because they do it here in Laughlin. I guess in Laughlin, all the water goes through a filter system before it goes. Yeah, before it ever goes to the homes.
Oh, wow.
And so it's a lot different on this side of the river. But they started that back, when Laughlin started growing in the 90s. And so they could do that. But to do it now in Bullhead City
it'll probably be rough.
Yeah, I mean,
it'd be nice, but it'd probably be really rough.
I couldn't imagine what they'd spend. And they wouldn't spend it. We would. I mean, they would have to pass out.
All the consumers,
yeah,
for
sure. Yeah, so they'd spend it and pass it on to us like they did the sewer district. So But
keep things a little bit cleaner, though.
Well, the city can't absorb everything.
No, so. That's for sure.
So, yeah, hopefully here in the next month or so, they'll finally get the okay to take over EPCOR. And at that point in time, the quality won't change. It'll still be what it is.
But, there you go.
But you'll get it a little cheaper, maybe.
Let's hope
but
so.
Other than that, the quality is unfortunate.
It is what it is, huh?
Yeah, we live in the desert.
I know. What do you expect?
Yeah, we live in the desert.
Not so. Much we can do.
Yeah, my home, we have to have a reverse osmosis and soft water.
Oh, we have the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. So, and now the water that goes to the swampers, it's not going. Does that go through the soft water system?
I don't think so. If it's on the outside of the house, usually.
Yeah.
I learned the hard way. I think it's because of your plants.
Right.
Plants don't like salt.
Right.
I made a mistake of doing that one time.
Using your swamp cooler water?
Use the water softener water to water the plants. I'm like, well, they're dying. Oh,
that
it's got
work.
Salt in it.
Yeah, that didn't work, did it?
Usually the outside faucets don't have.
Right.
Aren't connected to the water softener for that reason.
See, mine goes inside my house, so I don't know where it goes from there. I don't know if it goes through the soft water or not.
I'm not sure on that
one. I have
one.
To call a plumber and have him come out and check that out.
Yeah, I might not, but not 100% sure where that water comes from.
Yeah, because it's better if it goes through a soft water. For the swamper? Yeah. For the pads? Life of the pads?
I'm wondering how the salt would react to it. It probably wouldn't hurt too much.
Yeah. I don't know.
I know people tried all sorts of things, filters, RO
yeah.
for pads, just trying to keep those pads from getting all that calcium.
Yeah, because
that's the battle.
It's the life of your swamper.
Yeah, that's half the unit.
Yeah, I know.
Keep them clean.
Exactly. Let us take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more. If you've got questions for your home or your business about heating or air conditioning, pick up the phone and give us a call, 702-298-1063. We're going to be here for another 12 minutes or so. Paul Avoy's coming up after the top of the hour. He's got First Responders Day today. So you're going to hear from the police department and the fire department down in Lake Havasu City. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. The emergency room at Western Arizona Regional Medical is sanitized, safe, and ready to care for you. With limited entry points, screening for everyone, and social distancing, we're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit warmc.com or call 911 in an emergency. When you need an electrician, you want experience, you want quality work, and you want a fair price. Those are the same qualities at Walker Service Electric. Keith Walker takes pride in his team, their quality work, and the final price. He has for 27 years serving all of Mojave County, residential, commercial, industrial, repairs, upgrades, or new construction. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444. Put the number in yourself. You never know. 928-718-9444.
Mojave Electric Cooperative encourages our members to participate in the free funding available for our weatherization program, hosted by WACOG in the city of Bullhead to provide energy-efficient home upgrades for low-income families looking to save money on their utility bills. To find out more information about this program, please visit with our energy management staff located in our member services office at 928 Hancock Road in Bullhead City, or call 928-763-1100 and ask to speak with an energy management team member today.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, President and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. Historic low interest rates are still here, and it's time to refinance before it's too late. The time to act is now. Grab your spouse and call us here at Mojave Mortgage. We can help you refinance without the hassle. Act now before these historic rates are gone. Visit MojaveMortgages.com to get started. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage. Tall on integrity, short on fees.
And MLS number 1830581.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Horizon Community Bank is in the big business. We're just like you. Local business, part of our community. Hi, this is Tamlin Figger, Vice President, Commercial Banker with Horizon Community Bank. When you visit one of our local Horizon Community Banks, you're not treated as clients of an everywhere corporate bank. You're treated just like family, greeted with a friendly service and a complete understanding of your banking business. When you bank with us, you're supporting a local business just like yours. Friends, family, and neighbors who live and work in our communities. Horizon Community Bank, member FDIC.
Ah, a little moody blues for a Monday. Motivational Monday, the 15th already. Wow. March is flying by. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Is it time to renew or review your life insurance, auto insurance, or home insurance, or commercial insurance? Well, if so, pick up the phone and call Greg Eidness, 763-8464. Farm Bureau Financial Services, you come in, you sit down, they can read those packages that you've had in a drawer for years, you don't even know what they say. They can look at them and tell you what they say. They can tell you if you can bundle a couple things and save money. And by the way, ask about the life insurance policy that pays if you go into long-term care. Wow, what a benefit, huh? Call them, 763-8464. Mojave Electric Cooperative reminds you there's several ways for you to pay your bill. You can stick it in the mail, of course, with a check. Then you can go to the Dropbox and you can just drop it in there. Or you can use the new kiosk at the Hancock offices. You can drop it in there. You can also get cash and pay it right there at the kiosk. You can use your card. Or you can pay from home, grab your debit card or credit card, and it's a special number, 877-371-9379, and you can just pay it over the phone. How simple is that? MEC continues to bring you affordable electricity without a profit. That's right. Questions locally, call 763-1100. Legacy Rehab and Care Center continues to have their four-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to sanitize every single day, keep that place clean. Their services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists, and a skilled nursing facility. If you need those services or know someone who might, call 758-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road. A friend of mine in my Kiwanis Club was telling me she's going to have her hip replaced, no, a knee replaced, and she's going to go in there because her daughter can't take care of her because her daughter has a full-time family. And she says, I'm going to go into Legacy for a few weeks and then they're going to bring me home. I said, yeah, that's what they do. Walker Service Electric is a sponsor. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Laughlin Outlet Mall, Barron Services, Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, TWN Communications, and Arizona Comfort Solutions. And you have three trucks out there on the road every day?
We have three trucks.
How long before you get a fourth?
I don't know.
Yeah?
We never know.
Is it still hard to find good help?
It is.
Yeah. And you really need to find that technician that knows what he's doing, right?
Yeah, that's the tough part, you know.
Yeah.
That has the same, you know, skills that we're looking for.
Right. Yeah, they don't mess things up.
They don't mess things up.
Hey, you don't need a customer calling saying, okay, I called you guys, now it doesn't work.
Exactly.
Yeah, those are calls you don't need. So.
Right. We want to be quality, you know.
So what's in the future of the world of cooling houses? Where do you see it going?
Just the higher efficiency units.
Yeah.
You know, we had 12 SEERs, 13 SEERs, now 14 SEERs. We're trying to get into 15 SEERs. It's the units are getting more efficient.
Okay. So when you say SEERs, what does that mean to the customer?
It basically means your miles per gallon in your car.
Oh, okay.
The higher the number, it's the less electricity.
Ah.
It's not the, you know, the capacity. The capacity stays the same.
Right.
You know, 5 tons of 5 ton, but it's
just the way it operates.
Yeah, how much electricity you're using. Back in the day, you know, no one really cared. Electricity was a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
As things are moving
today
forward.
Today we care, yeah.
We care. Electricity bills getting bigger and bigger.
So what's my new unit?
Yours is, you know, right on the 15 SEER range.
Oh, okay.
It's like 14.5, 15.
Cool. All right.
So you'll save money for sure.
I like that.
Exactly.
Everybody likes that.
Exactly. Yeah. So they're getting quieter too.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you want to save money, pick up your phone and call 758-2400, and you too can get a new unit that saves you money, or they can come out and service your swamper, your heater, your furnace, your thermostat, your air conditioner. I guess that's about it, right?
Yeah, maintenance is, you know, if you want a air conditioner for your garage, we do air conditioners for your garage.
Oh.
Individual rooms, you know, mini splits are on the rise.
And you can get those small units for, like, the garage. You can work with a remote control and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're ductless splits. You get money back through your, because they're heat pumps, through the electric company.
Okay.
You know, they're great, real quiet. Yeah. I mean, you can't, those ones you really can't hear running at all. You're like, is it running? It's cooling. I can feel it.
And where do they run, cost-wise?
They're about $3,500 installed.
Okay.
All right. You know, give or take, the size of unit you have.
They 220 or 110?
They're 220.
Okay, good.
But they cool and heat. You know, 18 SEER minimum.
Okay.
So they're really, really efficient. And you're not using ductwork.
That's good. Yeah.
You don't have no air loss going through ductwork.
Right.
It's just
boom, right
boom,
there.
Boom, it's right there.
Yeah.
It's not like a window unit where it's using a lot of electricity and it's noisy.
Yeah, the window units are tough.
They're tough.
Especially in the electric bill.
Yeah, and to cool your garage, it's going to be rough, too, because they're not big enough.
Yeah, because the garage is pretty good size.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're made for, like, a bathroom or a bedroom or a living room or something.
Yeah, maybe a little bedroom. But the garages are getting bigger around here.
I tried to get my aunt to put one of those in Lakewood, California, because she had no air conditioning in her house.
Oh, no.
And I said, why don't you just buy one? I'll put it in for you. And she goes, no, I don't want it. I don't want it. She goes, I open my doors and get a good breeze. No, you don't. It's Lakewood. You don't get a breeze.
No.
Long Beach, maybe you might get a breeze off the ocean.
Off the ocean, yeah.
Lakewood, you don't get much breeze.
No. You need relief.
She's not with us anymore. But, I tried so much to talk her into it. And it wasn't because she couldn't afford it. Because after she passed away, we found a lot of money stashed in her house.
Right.
Yeah. I was like, whoa. She could have bought 10 of those units.
I know, right?
And not worried about the air conditioning, the electric bill, because she had so much money. But
take care.
You know, she was born in the 20s, and those people were tight with their money, you know.
I know.
Yeah, they stashed it and stashed it and stashed it.
Yeah, we're more spoiled now.
I was lucky, she told my stepmom, she said, but if I ever go, make sure everyone looks through the house. And her and her son-in-law and I looked through the house, and everywhere we looked, we found money.
They were right, huh?
Oh, yeah. Cigar boxes with money in them.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, crazy. So... All right, Jeff, 758-2400. Anything else?
That should do it. Let's get our maintenance done.
Yeah, well, you want a maintenance on your unit, now's the time to call because you guys are fairly open right now, right?
Fairly open, and you don't want to wait till it's hot and things are breaking.
Right.
We won't have time then.
When things do break in the middle of the night, they can still call that number?
They can still call. We kind of cut off to a certain point,
right.
9, 10 o'clock. But, you know, we're up and running.
After that, we'll see it in the morning, yeah.
But we're bright and early as soon as that sun rises.
Okay. All right. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions. They'll take good care of you. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
You bet. All right. A couple things to tell you about. Let's see here. Blood drive tomorrow at the Tropicana, Wednesday at the Tropicana here in Laughlin, upstairs in the Colorado room, 9 to 2. And questions call Vitalant. You can also, they can send you a link and you can take care of those questions in advance. 877-258-4825. Then on Thursday, there's a homeless task force meeting in Bullhead City at 1:30. Information or questions, 763-9400. There's a blood drive in Kingman Golden Valley Realtors Association on Thursday the 18th from 10 to 2. Again, Vitalant, give them a call, 877-258-4825. Paula Voy is up next after the news, and then Sean Hannity. And don't forget, it's First Responder Day today on Paul's show. He'll have the police department, the fire department in there. Give them a call. Their phone number down there, of course, is 854-5687. Our numbers are different in both studios, so don't forget that. We're back tomorrow. Tomorrow we have Farm Bureau Financial Services and Mojave Electric Cooperative right here in the studio. Have a great day, everyone.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.